This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
You know, I was thinking about introducing the show a different way recently because I was listening to something. I'm like, that's a way cooler way to do this. But then I realized I can't do that. So this is the Dark Rum Podcast, and I'm Kyle.
And I'm Matt.
And I'm Jared.
Yeah.
I was like, what is the way? Or voices? Because no, I know you can't do that.
No, it was like, okay, so.
No, he was just going to tell us a story every opening.
It was, oh. It would have been like.
It was a dark and stormy night.
No.
It was my pants were already around my ankles.
It was an empty hotel, and there was a writer man. See, I already feel like that's not realistically a way people speak. Or spooky, when you're like, there was a writer man.
Also, it was so breathy. You're like, there was a writer man.
That's my spooky voice.
Don't you remember his spooky voice?
Oh, that's true. I had to try to mimic his spooky voice.
Yours was better than mine, and I was upset by that. I was like, you need to do these. This was my idea, but you are it now.
I would lose my voice after recording an episode of Norwell's Nightmares. It was crazy.
They were better.
My voice was so tense because I'd be like this.
You'd be like talking like shit the whole time.
It's so tense.
In a world.
But anyway, yeah. I listened to a spookier podcast. Where it's not a spookier. It's as spooky as ours.
I was going
to
say, we're pretty fucking spooky.
I'm spooky every day of my life. I scare people. My boss lady is genuinely sometimes afraid of the way I dress. But she's very
low-key spooky, but I feel like I bring that into my everyday energy.
He says wearing a shirt with zombies on it that's hidden and pretending to be a flannel.
I mean, it is a flannel. Yo, it's successfully a flannel.
Shout out Middle of Beyond. Sponsor us.
Yeah, do that.
I love your clothes.
Or else.
So what are we talking about today?
Oh, I don't know.
So it's the Stanley Hotel.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the reason I was going to start off, and I was going to be like, one, I'd need to write this down. We're not good at scripting things.
No.
It would have been like a writer in a hotel that was empty, which once again is not how I had planned it.
Are you setting this? Spookier. Is this like a setting thing?
Yes, I'm setting the scene.
Oh, okay.
An author and his wife, a hotel with no other guests, and a spooky dream. Welcome to the Stanley Hotel.
Dun, dun, dun.
Not the Overlook Hotel, which is the same thing.
I honestly hate that. I'm glad you didn't do that at the top.
The Stanley Hotel is based... No, the Overlook Hotel is based on the Stanley Hotel.
That is
but
true.
But based on how the book went, technically now the Stanley Hotel is based off how the Overlook Hotel was.
Thanks. Honestly, I'm liking all of the additional things more than I liked the actual intro.
Then you're going to love this. You're going to love this so much.
Yeah, forget those things he just said. Now we're going to tell you about them.
Oh, okay.
You're going to love this more than you've ever loved anything else I've ever told you. Beginning of the episode before anything spooky happened.
Can you guess why he's saying that?
Because it's going to keep going back and forth.
It's very historical heavy.
Oh, God damn it.
Located in Estes Park, Colorado, 5 miles from the Rockies.
5 miles.
Is a... full 142 room colonial revival. I almost said 400. That would have been cooler.
Yeah, built in 1908.
Are the Rockies
to 1909?
Are the Rockies in the Rockies?
I'm just saying,
it's 5 miles from them.
Are the Rockies 5 miles? Because if the Rockies are 5 miles high,
I doubt they're 5 miles high.
It's not 5 miles from the top. It's 5 miles from them.
It would be cool if it is as far from the Rockies as the Rockies are from sea level.
It would be even funnier if it was at the foot of the Rockies and it was 5 miles from the top of the Rockies.
1,440 feet.
How many miles is that?
It's like a mile and
like
a half.
Not three.
Because what is it? It's 5,280 feet is a mile.
Yeah. Okay. The imperial system doesn't make sense.
So it's 3 miles almost.
Yeah. It's not 3 miles.
So not 3 miles. So definitely less than five.
So if it was
that checks out.
If it was built at the bottom, it'd be less than 3 miles from the top of the Rocky Mountains.
That's important knowledge to have.
Except it's not that close. It's technically more like 8 miles away from the top of the Rocky Mountains.
Okay, so and our elevation here at the highest peak in the Appalachian is 6,684.
And the highest mountain in New Jersey is a hill.
So, okay, do you know that this is good world building? I think people can perfectly imagine where this is now. They go, okay, so the Rockies are this high, and if this is this far away from the Rockies, I know exactly where it is.
Yeah, no, they're like, the Rockies are this far away from the hotel. They're this tall. The Appalachian Mountains are this tall. I don't know why we're learning about that. And New Jersey doesn't have mountains.
Can someone look up the height of clouds in Colorado. So that we know how high clouds are normally. And then they'll be able to completely know exactly what it looks like.
The Stanley Hotel was built by Freeland Oscar Stanley, the co-founder of Stanley Motor Carriage Company, which Matt thought built trains.
Well, they called it a Stanley Steamer.
Okay.
Which, if you're from our area, is a radio commercial. Stanley Steamer.
Is that not a global thing? Stanley Steamer
makes carpet cleaner.
Yeah, I don't know, because when I typed in Stanley Steamer, it just said Allentown.
I don't know why I thought Jerry was going to say something inappropriate.
What? He imagined something
Stanley
inappropriate.
Stanley Steamer, and I was like, oh, Jerry, you can't say that.
He imagined something and projected it.
I can see that.
Well, just the entire first half of our conversation today. Anyway, the Stanley Motor Carriage Company was formed on July 4th.
That was your birthday.
It's my birthday.
1909.
I was waiting to say
that's exactly how old Matt was.
Yeah, that was when Matt was born.
That can't be true.
That's when Matt was born?
No. That's when he built that, because then I have that the Stanley Motor Carriage Company was manufactured steam-powered cars.
It's 79 years
not
older than
trains,
me.
Trains, cars, from 1902 to 1924. I don't know what 1909 is.
1909?
I thought 1909 was when the hotel opened.
It's when it opened. They started building it in 1908.
That's what I fucked up. I put information that I didn't need yet before information that I still needed.
You're the history guy, and you're fucking up the history right now.
I did failed history class in high school.
Which is why I don't get why you love it so much on this show.
Because I did really well in history, and then I was like, I'm so smart, I can go to the next level. No, because that involved writing essays and shit, and I could not do that.
Okay, now that tracks.
We've never been essay guys.
And what's even better is, so... Mm-hmm. Stanley Hotel, Colorado. The Stanley Steamers were built in New Hampshire, the complete other side of the world.
Well, closer to us. The country.
No. If you go backwards.
Okay, that's true.
If you travel more east until you get to the west.
In that case, it's almost all the way around the world.
It's 3/4 of the way around the world then.
What did I say?
Probably even more.
You said on the other side, which would mean like half.
But it was started as a resort.
We're American. We know how the world works.
The world revolves just around us.
It was started as a resort for recovering from tuberculosis.
And I thought you were going to say drugs. I was like, is this a rehab facility?
He skipped it was made for rich people from the East Coast and people suffering from tuberculosis.
You know,
wasn't it rich people suffering from tuberculosis?
Probably was, but it separated it. When I was researching it,
upper class Easterners. I did write upper class Easterners.
I thought you needed if you had tuberculosis. I thought you needed to be in a dry climate.
That's Colorado.
Is this in the more deserty part of Colorado?
No,
it's 5 miles from the Rockies.
Pine forests.
The Rockies go all the way through Colorado.
Here's the thing. This is in the early 1900s, right? Clean air did not exist on the East Coast at all.
It was all that miasma.
That's true. It was all the smog.
But I'm just saying, you wanted a dry environment, which Colorado does have dry air, but Colorado has like biomes.
Isn't it still on fire from like 2 years ago?
I mean, probably. That's climate change.
Random
maybe.
Ones happening. They're not connected.
But yeah, so this guy comes out here and like over a summer, like starts recovering from tuberculosis.
Yeah, his doctor was like, go do that because that was the method of curing the consumption.
Get away from the shit that was giving you consumption.
No, it was dry,
exacerbating air. It was exacerbating consumption.
That's what I think.
I thought it was also cold, because I'm pretty sure I read something where they would just put people in wheelchairs.
Maybe the cold does well, because tuberculosis is like a fungus in your lungs, isn't it?
I don't know how tuberculosis works.
Because I know when you get a vaccine against it, it goes dormant, and there's still like, it's like still parts of it in your lungs.
It would track. It works by turning you into a vampire. And then your family has to burn your heart and drink it.
I was going to say, then your brother still dies,
so it doesn't do anything.
Oh, wait.
That's a real vampire story. I was going to
watch the other episode we did.
Check out Vampires.
Right? That was the Dark Realm podcast.
I think it was vampires.
I don't remember what I called it. I named these episodes.
It was part two for vampires because I'm pretty sure we did it twice. I thought we did skinwalkers as this group, but we have not. Or not skinwalkers, shadow people. And I was looking it up. It was just me and Ryan.
It was Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're gonna have to redo that now.
So yeah, he started coming over in the summers, and then he started to love Colorado so much that he went every summer.
A lot of people do that.
And then he loved it so much that he bought 15,000 acres from the fourth Earl of Dunraven, who owned the land as the largest foreigner, or he was the largest foreign landowner.
15,000 acres?
Not, they have 15,000 acres.
It's built on it.
Yeah. The hotel is not. That'd be amazing.
No, I didn't assume the hotel was that big. I just said it's built on 15,000 acres.
So if you have a hotel that is 15,000 acres, can you drive a car inside of it?
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah. If it was that big, you sure could.
You'd have to have a train system. It would be insane.
The company, this is one of those math things again. How many miles is an acre?
The company I work for, is warehouse is so big you could drive a car around in there.
We found out you can technically drive a car around in any warehouse. You just shouldn't.
You can do burnouts in most warehouses.
Yeah.
Especially if they have dusty floors.
So this Duke found the land. And it was
the Duke of Raven's what?
No, Dunraven.
Dunraven. That's a horror film name.
Yeah, it sounds like some Ravenloft shit.
Yeah.
And then he got kicked out of the country.
Well, so he found this valley, which doesn't it mean valley? Like, it's like Estes something.
Estes Parks.
Estes Park. And park means valley.
Park means valley?
Park means park. Maybe Estes means valley.
Does Estes mean valley?
Valley Park.
I should have actually written that down, not just listened to it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like park means park.
I'm going to look it up now. But not at this moment, because he was like, this is my private hunting reserve. He's like, just me and my friends are going to go hunting out here. And then
the locals were like, we don't like you.
Well, the locals and the people required to like have this land be like fancy people ready. You needed people.
Yeah. So you need maintenance crew.
So he it wasn't something that was possible.
Okay. Yeah.
But
He moved back to Dunraven and he just had caretakers hanging out there until Stanley was like, let me buy this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the current, how many owners has it had since then?
I didn't look that part up.
A bunch.
14 and a half.
But the current guy who owns it now has actually owned it longer than Stanley owned it.
Really? Technically.
And it's still named after the first guy.
Still the Stanley
technically,
Hotel.
But Stanley never left, so.
It's still Stanley's.
He still owns it.
Yeah, so.
Is this foreshadowing?
This hotel's got besides the fact that it's the inspiration for The Shining, which one of the things I was watching said that it sounded like Stephen King was drunk the night he had the crazy dream that became The Shining.
Before we even get to that, when he first bought it, he was only 48 rooms and it was just for his friends to come hang out with him.
Yeah. Did he build it?
This is Stanley.
He had people build it. He's rich. He owned a car company before cars were cars. Yes,
he had it built and it had like a car replica like shown. Like, this is the money from this, built this.
Yeah.
That's a smart, we should do that. When we finally have a microphone, a giant microphone built into our game development office. I was going to say
pictures of us just being chubby with our shirts off.
Oh, that's funny.
We already stated that, and it's going to be an oil painting. We know that's happening.
And it's over a fireplace.
Yeah, always.
But when he first bought it, he was going to name it the Dunraven.
Yeah.
And the 180 people signed up. I guess they signed skin. They did this in skin. I hope they wrote it in blood.
Local position.
What?
A local petition.
A buckskinned petition for him to just name it after himself and not do that.
I fucking thought it was a human skin. No, I was like, how fucking horror-based is this off the bat?
It wasn't a Necronomicon petition.
It's like, what's happening?
If you're a deer, though, it kind of is.
Yeah, I guess.
Honestly,
the Buckronomicon. The Buckronomicon.
Yes. Oh, did you just get the ghost of Stanley?
No, my computer won't listen to me. Mouse, move!
Is it the ghost of Stanley in your computer?
It's just holding over the mouse. It's like, nah, you're not going to work.
Apparently, it's not letting me scroll.
I might have said this earlier on the show, but I did threaten Kyle that if I died before him, I was going to haunt his video game console in the first controller spot. And he said, that's messed up. I won't be able to play games anymore. Consoles don't work like that anymore.
It's true. You can't pull like a Metal Gear Solid where you have to switch all your different things into all the different stuff.
Now, are you suggesting that Stephen King had a drinking problem?
No.
Like artists?
I never would say that.
Like, there's like some stereotype that writers have a drinking and cocaine problem.
Yeah. Exactly that. Straight from my mouth.
And that stereotype may or may not have been started because of Stephen King.
My name's Dr. Roxo. I write books.
Book writing clown.
I write books on cocaine.
I write into cocaine.
I didn't read the part about him being
drunk. I didn't read it either.
But I think I just assumed that. I mean,
it was in a video.
Alcohol is a major like plot point in The Shining. So
yeah.
It fits.
And Jack gets drunk at the bar when he's deciding to kill his family.
Yeah.
Spoilers. That's how you do it. You go.
I mean, if you haven't seen The Shining, I'm very sorry.
From 1974. Did you guys ever see the remake one?
Supposed
to be more true to the book.
There's three versions. There's The Shining. There's the made for TV Shining.
Don't do that.
Oh, sorry. There's the
Stop
Shining.
Doing that.
The made for TV Shining, and then the TV miniseries Shining.
I think the miniseries is the one I want.
So many.
Yeah. I used to love it when Stephen King was like, or they'd be like, "There's a new Stephen King movie," and you'd be like, "How long is it?" They'd be like, 45 hours, and you're like, what?
Yeah,
like it's over 12 weeks you will finish this movie.
How long's Rose Red?
CBS.
It was 4 days.
Yeah, it was long.
It was 4 discs. I remember that.
Too many.
I think it was a total of like 4 to 6 hours. It was like Lord of the Rings long.
I mean, what they split it into four, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't that long.
It wasn't.
Okay, maybe
are like hour, half hour long.
Yeah.
Maybe I was lying. The TV movie was the miniseries, and they sometimes play it as like a one full thing.
Okay. Makes sense.
For 6 straight hours. Which, speaking of, the Stanley Hotel actually has The Shining on 24/7.
Really? That seems weird.
There's a channel. There's a specific channel
That's cool.
No, because the thing is, they leaned really hard into the ghost
stuff. A lot of the people, like, they have a Stephen King suite, and you have to book it months in advance.
Is it the one he stayed in?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Room 217.
Yes.
All right.
Now everybody knows that they can't get that room. And there was a small period.
Our viewers are going to flood that hotel.
There was a time when they actually tried to steer away from that. They're back doing it. Okay. They tried to get away from all the ghost stuff and like just be like, no, we're a luxury hotel. Just come stay here.
Yeah, their website doesn't say anything about ghosts on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It still doesn't. So they leaned into it while there.
It still mentions that you can watch The Shining.
Okay, on the history tab, it didn't. I didn't click like the tours and like things you can do there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably in there.
They have ghost tours that are ran through the hotel.
I mean, if I had a hotel that was so ingratiated into the
ghost culture,
yeah, I would lean into it pretty fucking
hell
hard.
Yeah.
I only know that they tried to get away from it because there was another podcast that I used to listen to where they talked about how they were going to go there, and they called and they were like, no, and they hung up on them.
Oh,
that's kind of rude, though. I can see why they had to leave that behind, because you can't just be rude to your customers on top of that.
I think it's funny, though, that it's like Stephen King staying there, besides the fact that he got a book out of it, really did change the course of it, because he just stayed there by happenstance. A storm was coming.
He was just near it.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
He was the only guest. Him and his wife were the only people there.
Yeah, was it very not popular beforehand?
They were closing for the season.
Oh, okay. That tracks.
Because originally it was only open for 90 days in the summer every year.
How the hell did they operate?
Rich people owned it.
Four rich people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was open for 90 days in the summer and then they would close down. So him and his wife were traveling through and the storm was coming through. So they spent the night. And that's like why there's this, the cold storm and the Shining and this, the super creepy empty hotel. I'm sure he was at the bar.
The haunted ballroom.
Be like, it might be one for one.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot smaller than the where the Shining was filmed.
Yeah.
But it has a lot, the same vibes, I would say.
Oh, okay.
The same kind of like, not the same carpet that you know from the movie, but like a weird, like pattern-y kind of thing.
It's funny because I haven't seen The Shining in years and I've never seen any pictures of this hotel. So I have to completely believe you guys on that.
Yep.
You could be lying to me completely.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah, you could have said that and I would have had to have believed you.
Well, a lot of the layout of the hotel is where he got inspiration for the Overlook Hotel. So like the hotel does have like a weird hallway system or something.
Okay, like so that. Yeah, so it does have like that one grand kind of staircase. Entrance and then a whole bunch of like really long creepy hallways.
Don't all really nice hotels have a big grand staircase? Even Great Wolf Lodge has some a big giant do. Grand
some,
staircase.
Some of them do, some of them don't. It's really all depending.
So I read my one note wrong. They did intentionally stay there, but it happened to be that it was right before a storm.
Oh, okay.
So nobody else came because they're like, there's a storm.
Well, everybody else knew that it was the end of the season. They were like, I'm not going to go there at the end of the season.
Now, I always heard that he had some kind of paranormal experience while he was there. But then when I was doing my research for this, it was just a nightmare.
It was just a nightmare. Yeah. He woke up with like cold sweats and like they said he smoked a cigarette on the edge of the bed. And he was like,
some people would say that is a pair, depending on how vivid and realistic it was. Some people might say that was like a ghost possessed you in your sleep.
Yeah. Whether you're having a nightmare that a fire hose is chasing your son through the hallways of the hotel you're sleeping at, or the Hat Man is pouring spiders in your bed, it's probably just a dream.
I didn't know that was so common before I told you guys.
It made my daughter even more freaked out when I was like, Matt has the same one.
Oh, that's great. So there's two different things they noted, but one time he said, and this is like a paraphrase quote from him.
Yeah.
It says that he pulled back the curtain and saw the tub had claw feet and thought, what if someone died here? He's like, that moment I knew I had a book. But the nightmare.
That's an interesting time.
I had a claw foot tub when I was growing up. I didn't know it was a special thing.
I was always scared of them and it might have been, the Shining had claw foot tubs?
Yeah.
Maybe that was why I was scared of them.
Yeah.
The dream he had, he said in an interview in 1977, he dreamed of his 3-year-old son running through the corridors, looking back over his shoulder, eyes wide and screaming, being chased by a fire hose.
That would be a pretty shitty dream to have.
That's what kind of inspired the kid riding his bike through the halls, being chased by ghosts.
I'm surprised the movie wasn't just about an evil fire hose. He has a lot of things where just things are possessed things, like Christy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he said he smoked. He lit. By the time he was done with his cigarette, he had the bare bones of The Shining plotted out in his head.
Well, he also writes at an insanely fast speed.
Yeah. From what I've seen from him, it seems to be like writer's block, writer's block, writer's block, book done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like, have you ever seen the interview that it was him and George R. R. Martin?
No.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was so funny.
Was he like, just write the book, George?
Cause he was talking about how he's like, yeah. So he's like, even if I have writer's block, I try to write my way through it. He's like, and I try to at least do like a good, like 20, 30 pages in a day. And George R. R. Martin's like, what?
When you have writer's block, you write 30 pages, only 30 pages.
Yeah. And he's like, normally he's like, if I have the idea, I'll get the book done in around 6 months. And then he looked at George R. R. Martin and he was like, you know, couple years maybe.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's a what's
decades.
The word? It's like it proves that a lot of things to be successful is just perseverance and
just pushing through
and like consistency. Like maybe your quality. He's got a lot of stinker books. You know what I mean?
Is that a backhanded thing at us because we have no consistency?
No. Well,
gotta
pull
yourself up from your bootstraps, Jared.
Which is impossible. You can't pull yourself up from bootstraps.
Well, you don't wear shoelaces, so
that's funny.
Get some shoelaces and pull yourself up from them.
The with streaming, like the people who are consistent and they're like even when their content's not as good as other people, is the consistency fucking.
Oh, trust me. We consult for people. We tell people that consistency is the most important thing. Yeah,
like when we do other people's podcasts,
seasons off.
Well, I mean, and we just miss days because we have to go film something.
I argue if we take every end season off, that's consistent.
Tis.
They've just never been.
We also never announce them ahead of time.
Well, next time we're gonna.
There we go.
We'll say that now. We'll see if it happens.
We'll remember probably next Christmas time.
Totally. We'll totally remember in 10 months to do this.
Who are you? Where am I?
But yeah, after The Shining came out in 1977, there was an influx of paranormally minded visitors who came looking for ghosts.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming just started
maybe just even then. Fans.
Well, the one thing I couldn't actually get a definitive like written answer on is which of these ghost rumors were they before? Did any of them start before?
Or is it strictly just based off of a nightmare?
Because a lot of hotels, we talked about this in the car, a lot of hotels have haunted like rumors.
Yeah. Bethlehem Hotel.
People die in hotels all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, like, people go to hotels to die. They're like, oh, this is my one last fancy thing to do. There's stories I know of haunted hotels where like a wife was scorned by her new husband. So she went and maxed out his credit card to spend the stay in the fanciest room in a hotel. Yeah. And then unalived herself there. And there's a lot of stories like that.
Yeah.
People fall out of windows, whether or not they've been pushed or not, you know, can't know.
People just kill people in hotels.
Could be.
Yeah. Sometimes you play the elevator game and you get found in the water tank later.
Yeah, exactly. There's tons of things. So I do know that a lot of hotels do have like a pretty, I feel like almost every hotel, as long as it's been around for more than like 20, 30 years, sort of ghost stories in it.
What's super weird is because we all know that ghosts, you get more ghosts the older a place is, right?
Yeah.
So this was a joke me and Matt were making earlier because the East Coast gets more, but in reality, America's been here for however long.
Yeah.
It's just the people thing. A lot of the ghost hotel, like the haunted hotels that I've ever looked up are always kind of Midwest, West side, like West Coast.
Because there's nothing to do. So even the ghosts just hang around.
Yeah.
Plus we got too many. We got way more colonial buildings than they do. So like, yeah, we're like, we don't need a haunted hotel. We got hotel.
Haunted bricks.
We got a one bedroom house that George Washington slept in. That's haunted as fuck.
Are you saying the reason why the East Coast doesn't have as many haunted hotels is because we got more
ghosts overall.
More ghost owners.
We got more ghosts overall.
They just haunt their house instead of haunting the hotel.
Oh, is it Bethlehem or is it actually in Peaburg where there's that one stone house? No, it's Bethlehem. Where like Abraham Lincoln spent the night or Benjamin Franklin or some shit. There's one of the founding fathers. There's a house somewhere. There's a plaque on it.
George Washington House.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Because I was going to say the only thing in Bethlehem is like the wooden match.
I can't believe I was actually wrong.
They have a house in Easton also, which is like an old, it's like a Ben Franklin house or a George Washington house, something like that.
So, so you were both right and wrong at the same time. Yeah.
You know, because George Washington definitely crossed the Delaware between Phillipsburg and Easton.
I mean, I'm sure he did after the bridge was the.
Well, nobody knows where he really crossed.
I know.
I don't even know why that's a big deal. It's not that big of a river.
What was it? Something Crossing. They call it Washington's Crossing is in whatever town.
Yeah.
My cousin used to live right there.
Sweet. That's in New Jersey, right?
Yeah. A town. It's in a town.
So the murmurs of paranormal happening, since he doesn't have an exact date, actually started in 1911 after a gas explosion.
Oh, that was the explosion.
Wait, so like 2 years after it opened?
Yes. So here's the thing.
That was the one the worker got caught in?
Nobody died.
Yeah, but there was a worker caught in the one explosion.
There was a few people caught in it, but like she
I can tell you from personal experience, being caught in an explosion, pretty traumatic.
That's not the worst thing that happened to her.
Yeah, so there was the hotel's housekeeper was injured while lighting the lanterns in room 217.
Here's the thing that's funny about it. Yeah, her name was Elizabeth Wilson, but she may or may not be real, and that story might be fake. But she was blown out of the room from the second floor, because, you know, 217.
Wait,
yeah.
Out the window?
Broke both her ankles.
Out the window?
She got blown out the window?
Yeah, I guess. Or the wall. I don't know where you get blown
from
out.
From the window to the wall.
It'd be funnier if she got blown out the wall. I'm imagining back then it was made with pretty sturdy materials.
We're like... She flew all the way to concert hall.
You imagine getting blasted out of like a stone wall and the only thing that you break is your ankles when you hit the ground?
That would be crazy.
You'd be a fucking superhuman.
She went back to work after she healed.
She did. She went back to work and kept working. And
in 1911, she healed up super good from broken ankles.
There was also eight other waiters that were injured. And then I saw another thing that said they were all African-American. And I was like, oh, they were probably treated badly after that.
Yeah. Wait.
So that's why they don't have names.
So this was in a room. So a room exploded.
Yeah.
It destroyed a lot of the... It was more than a room that blew up. She just happened to be in the room where it started.
Yeah.
Because she started
multiple places in the hotel.
Yeah, and parts of it were destroyed. Yeah.
She was at the epicenter of the explosion and just broke her ankles.
So what's really funny about it is... It's debatable, apparently, but it claims to be one of, if not the first, like entirely electric powered building in the world, not America, in the world. But they were like, electricity back then kind of sucked. So they had to
put, still have gas.
Well, in 1911 is when they put in the gas pipes to, you know, bolster the lighting system. The lighting,
that kind of makes sense. Cause when I was that ghost tour, I went on down in Ybor in Florida. They said the clubs had kids that would turn the lights on and off. Like the switchers. Like,
is there a lower,
cause it might, no, because if it's going to electrocute somebody, they were just paying like urchins to do it.
They were like, they haven't lived long enough to actually matter.
Yeah. Here's half a penny, kid. Go turn that on.
Yeah. Jesus. That's fucked up, right?
But yeah, because back in the day, we used half sketchy. Penny, right?
It was sketchy.
It's just straight up snow piercer status where you're just like, where you're just like, you just throw the kids in the floor.
Yeah.
But it was actually the first day that the gas was in the pipes.
Was it?
Yeah. It was day
one. So they fucked up right away on an older system. On a system that had been around for longer, they just fucked it up right off the bat.
See, you say it like that, but let's just remember that the reason we got the Christmas Carol was because of the small amount of gas poisoning everybody was getting at the time from gas-powered electricity.
Well, that, I mean, that was also before, because at the advent of that, that was before they were adding that smell to natural gas.
Yeah, make it funky. Yeah. I didn't know that for a long time, that was added.
I found that out like within the past decade.
Yeah.
That they added, that smell was added to gas.
I've always had gas, so I think I knew.
I don't know. I just thought that that's what gas smelled like.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I thought that gas had like a rotten eggy smell. And then they were like, nah, that was a safety thing.
Yeah.
Some of them smelled different. Propane smells different than natural gas.
So this housekeeper is claimed to be the ghost haunting room 217.
Because once again, not confirmed that this even happened.
Well, they say she went, she came, she recovered, came back to work and worked there until one day that she went home and died in her sleep. So natural causes.
Here's the fun thing. This is not a spooky story. All the ghosts that are here are happy ghosts.
Well, this one is said to
maybe the cowboy.
Move luggage, turning things on and off.
Be mad.
And, she doesn't like unmarried couples and will keep a quote cold presence between them.
I thought she put like,
so you're saying no fucking in room 217 unless they're married, unless you're married.
What if maybe she's laying in between them?
She's like, no, not tonight.
What if she's like, I'm getting fucked tonight, not you.
Ghost threesome.
You imagine like waking up the next day, be like, damn girl, that was good. And your girlfriend's like, I was not a part of it. What was good?
That'd be like the scene in, Scary Movie 2.
Yeah.
So the concert hall was built for Stanley's wife. She always wanted to be a performer. Mm-hmm. So he built her a concert hall to perform in.
Fucking rich people.
Yeah, man. He built her a whole concert hall ballroom, including a trap door on the stage.
I hate to marry a rich person so that they can just accomplish all my dreams for me.
Yeah. So they say her ghost haunts the concert hall because it was like her happiest place. It was he built her dream place.
I thought the whole thing with ghosts is it's unfinished business. No, not just like, I loved it so much. I never wanted to leave.
Had you ever heard of her before?
No.
Admit she's unfinished business. She's not famous yet.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. You're right. She's like, I didn't go platinum.
Elvis and Marilyn Monroe haunt so many hotels. So many. Every hotel they've ever been in.
Elvis is like, I took Uppers in here.
Oh.
It's even funnier is because of their commitment to this hotel, Mr. Stanley can actually be found haunting the reception desk.
So he's haunting his own hotel?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
He loves it. Him and his wife both there.
He's like checking in the guests and stuff. Seeing them.
His wife, their maid, the entire staff.
Do you know what this is telling me? This is telling me that money doesn't buy happiness.
No.
That even after you die, you're still like, just be like, you know what?
But what if
I got to keep working.
Did you see that study that
what if he just loved it so much?
Money doesn't buy happiness over $90,000. But the number does keep changing with like inflation, like dollar value.
Oh, really?
But there's like a scientifically like agreed, I say psych. You know, like psychology agreed, like number that afterwards it causes more headache on top of like it's already fixed all your problems.
That out. Remember, we said if we ever get rich, we're gonna cap your salary off at that number.
Yeah, thank you.
And you can never go over.
It'll stop ours from becoming a monster. Too,
but it was more than yours.
Yeah,
because if you have a family, that number's got to be bigger too.
Yeah.
You know what else I heard once recently was apparently people who have like $500 million could just be like, I'm a billionaire. Because the difference between $500 million and $1 billion is so much more significant than people who don't make $1 million.
Yeah.
That it's, they live the same lifestyle.
That's crazy.
They can spend the same amount of money. It's just
how much
a billionaire can just fucking at some point spend $1 billion. Well, you can't. It's almost impossible.
What are you going to spend $1 billion on?
What are you going to spend $500 million on? What costs
$1 billion?
A billion $1 candy bars.
1 billion chicken fajitas.
They would just give it to you at some point.
Actually, you know what?
I buy the company that makes the candy bars.
Exactly.
Yeah. 999 million chicken fajitas from McDonald's. The other million is because you have to pay them to put it back on the menu.
That's true. Oh, that okay. is true.
That's fair. That's fair.
Which, if I was a billionaire, I would. I would be like, look, McDonald's, I'll give you $1 million right now to put chicken fajitas back on the menu.
That was my favorite thing.
They were so good. Fucking McDonald's takes everything good off the menu.
Do you know what my favorite thing is?
From McDonald's?
Any store I get to mention the Ghost Adventures.
Oh, wait, they were there?
Oh, yes, I thought it was Ghost were.
Hunters. The
both
not
of, both of them.
Ooh.
Why was he there yelling? Because there's no need to yell there. None of the ghosts have a bad rep.
I Maybe love it's Zach because they're Baggins. All old
and you can't, they the hard of hearing.
He is, he just wants to fight a ghost so bad and get possessed.
Dude,
he
gets one possessed of these,
every episode.
One of these episodes,
he's going to kill the crew.
One of these episodes, it will manifest and everybody will be like, oh my God, a full manifestation the first time, and the ghost is like, I fucking had it.
I think
we're throwing the down. Ghost
shows up with MMA gloves on. He's like, let's go, bitch.
Exactly. I think he's just so method. Like, that's why he's like, it was in me.
He's been possessed every single time. I just love the fact that he has to wear a respirator every time he goes into a building now because he's fucked his lungs up.
Oh, from like all the like gross stuff he inhaled.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem, and we went into plenty of abandoned buildings.
Legally, you haven't been doing
legally
it.
Went into
you
them.
Didn't go into those buildings for years and scream the whole time you were in there.
To be fair, the one that I did go into one time had no windows or ceiling, so I feel like the air was probably pretty fresh inside.
Yeah, it's pretty ventilated.
It was mostly like crumbling walls.
Like, you didn't go into a dungeon and just scream for an hour.
I did go into a house that was very like classical, like horror movie, like the refrigerator still had moldy stuff in it thing.
Oh yeah, you don't want to go near that.
I did one of those.
Did you like take a deep breath near the refrigerator?
No, we opened it and went, ew, that's gross.
Why would you open the refrigerator?
See if there's people in it.
I wouldn't even care. I don't like opening people.
I don't even need to ask him. I know. I don't
like opening refrigerators in people's houses, Jared, just in case a weird smell hits me.
See, also the difference between me and you is if someone went, everybody who enters that house dies, you wouldn't go in it.
Yeah, I would.
And four of us did.
I'm too dark to be like, that's cool.
No, only three of us did.
I'll die first.
There was one person in the group that night that didn't want to fuck with it too much.
Yeah.
Three of us went inside. Someone stood outside the door.
Here's the thing. I'll be the lone survivor. I don't care. I'll even have them be like, you murdered them. Be like, cool. Well, I didn't get murdered.
But like we said, the Stanley Hotel does lean into its paranormal stuff. So they have ghost tours.
Mm-hmm. Especially since they seem to be nice hauntings.
And Richard Estep, who's a paranormal investigator and author, who leads tours on the weekend at the Stanley Hotel, once said, I always tell my tour group, I've investigated castles, dungeons, and buildings older than the U.S., and the Stanley is on the top of the list.
Yeah, because he works there.
I was going to say, is he a volunteer? Is he a paid employee? Because if he's a paid employee, I wonder why it's at the top.
Well, wow. I can tell
He grew up in a haunted house in
some
place in England.
Say it.
In jolly old England.
Spell it.
L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R, but you know that
some of those letters... Leicester?
That's how we would say it, but...
Leicester.
It's probably Leicester.
It's probably just Lister.
Oh, it could be.
Could be,
yeah. Speaking of the tours, sometimes people have said they hear someone yelling, get out, at 11 p.m., and a ghost named Paul enforces the curfew that used to be there. But
Paul also loves the tour groups and will play with your flashlight if you ask him.
Yeah, except after 11, because get the fuck out.
Why is it so...
He also likes the ballroom where Miss Stanley hangs out.
The owner, I'm saying, the owner said in the one interview, I believe if there's ghosts here, they're happy with me.
But as far as the step goes, who you had questions about, he grew up in a haunted house in England. Mm-hmm. He began investigating and writing books, and he was on TV shows about the paranormal.
Yeah.
And he has lived in England's oldest witch prison, which I didn't know was a thing.
That's cool. I mean, it's not cool that they have one, but that's cool. Yeah.
And also,
lady killing place is what you're saying.
He also lived for a time in a haunted hotel in Utah. So you know he's legit. That's two haunted hotels and a witch prison.
Did you just flip me off for a split second?
I don't know why I was counting with my fingers this way. One, two, one. Everybody counts two with their pinky and their pointer, and one with their middle finger.
Fuck you.
Mathematics of the devil.
Okay, so this paid employee thinks that this is the most haunted place.
Yeah, and why could you ever doubt that?
Yeah.
And it's, you know what it is?
He has nothing to gain from it.
It's because of the vortex.
Oh, that's fair.
The staircase at the Stanley Hotel is supposed to be so active, like it's nonstop activity.
Like there. It was designed in a way that it just funnels paranormal activity.
It opened a gateway. So guests report
it's the hotel.
It's
from
like a classical stairs, like style architecture. And I don't know. I guess is there like a spiritual Fibonacci spiral?
Do you know what it might be? It might be something like that because it seems like once again old timey buildings are way more haunted, which means that old-timey architecture might be more conducive to hauntings.
All the architects were possessed.
I think I should have looked up like the pictures of the staircase.
Exactly. Because it's Ghostbusters Hotel.
Because it says Stanley and Flora can be seen walking up and down the stairs.
Together?
The grand staircase. And I was like...
That's his wife, right?
Yeah, Flora's they walk together down the grand staircase. You can find them. But then I'm like... Is it like the haunted vortex staircase? Is that like the kind of a regular hotel where you go into a stair hall and it's just this big empty weird room with stairs?
I'm assuming
it?
It's like The Shining where it's like it's a wide open building.
But does that go to the second? I guess it does go to the second
floor. Or the mezzanine.
But there is a top floor.
In The Shining, it was a mezzanine, wasn't it?
There's four floors in this hotel.
Yeah. It might.
So that can't go to all of them.
No.
So you still have to have like. Your standard hotel stair hallway thing.
Normally, from at least the places that I've been, there's a grand staircase that'll go from the first floor to either a mezzanine or the second floor. From the second floor, it's just normal stairs going up.
Okay. So that's where the vortex is.
And that circle, they said they'd captured a picture of a ghost girl at the stairs.
Hey, it's on video. People can see that now.
Oh, cool.
Oh, snap. That definitely looks like a ghost.
That definitely does.
It doesn't look like a mannequin.
Yeah. Well, there was another one that was on a news report.
It's at least
when
humanoid.
I was looking through videos, and it looks like there's like two pictures back to back. One looks normal, and one kind of looks like a medium length hair woman in like a gown is looking out the window. But
Photoshop's crazy.
I know. Well, you could check for a lot of that stuff.
But the intense kind of paranormal things that they run into there are they get cold spots.
Okay.
A sense of feeling dizzy.
In an over 100-year-old building, you get cold spots?
And a sense of feeling dizzy. And orbs.
With natural gas.
And other anomalies have been captured on camera.
I don't believe in
orbs. And we all know how much I believe in orbs, right?
You are obsessed with
orbs. How many times have
I
spoken about how much orbs are definitely ghosts and I didn't talk shit about them?
All the time.
I've never once said they were dust and bugs.
Every time we get together, you at least say it one time.
There's another angle. See the blur on the steps? That's a different picture. Same stairs. Same spot.
Okay. Yeah, that's a little bit weird. I mean, but it is right in a lens flare. So... Light refraction, dust bunnies, somebody moving really fast.
Someone running up the stairs like that's an orb.
Quicksilver.
Exactly. Maybe we caught a mutant traveling through at super speed.
So, even though there's not really any reported deaths at the hotel, there probably are. It was a tuberculosis hospital, even if it was for rich people.
Yeah.
There's underground tunnels. Which
not everybody recovered from tuberculosis.
Me and Matt had this conversation on the way there. I was like,
not on the way to the hotel.
Yeah. On the way to the hotel. We were just today we were driving there.
You just popped over really quick.
Yeah. So on our way here, we were talking about like how the the consumption factories.
TB?
Yeah. The TB hospitals. Just say TB. The TB hospitals had like a really high mortality rate.
Yeah, it was, and I was super
like,
deadly.
I was like, there's other haunted hotels that were those at one time. Because sometimes it was like, it'd be a hotel, and then they'd turn it into that, and then they'd turn it into a psych ward, and then they would turn it back into a hotel.
There's the lady in the window.
That one's actually pretty good.
Pretty convincing.
That one's pretty good.
All that the other looks like a lady in the window. It don't look like a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless there was a way to corroborate like, that there's no ghost.
That was nobody was in that room. You're like, prove it. Like, show me a camera on the inside taking a video of nobody being there.
Yeah.
I think the only way that I'd be able to believe it is if there was a camera on the inside taking a picture of the person taking a picture at the exact same time. So you can see that both of them are taking a picture of each other. And in one of them, there's a lady standing there. And another one, there's not.
And if there's one in both, they put that lady there.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, we were discussing how they had like these crazy high mortality rates. And I was like, there's a hotel that I know of that's haunted that had secret underground tunnels because they were trying to convince everybody they could fix them. Mm-hmm. And they were just wheeling the bodies out that way so nobody would see it.
That's mad scientist.
And when I was like, wait, they have secret underground tunnels at the Stanley. I was like, they probably did the same thing.
Oh, dude, 100%.
They just never wrote down about the deaths.
Yeah.
But
deaths are not bad really, for business.
There's not a lot of, well, not for this hotel. Well, they want there to be ghosts.
Tuberculosis deaths are bad for business.
Yeah, you might catch vampirism from a ghost.
Yeah.
There's not really any reports of, there's no reports of children dying at the hotel. But if you're on the fourth floor, you might hear children running and playing in the hallways.
See, it's things like that make me go, bullshit.
It's probably just children running and playing in the hallways.
I mean, because it's like, it takes away from the credibility of ghost stories for you to say in a place that has no documented deaths of children,
well, here's
there's children ghosts.
Here's the one defense of that. It is said that there are no child ghosts. And if you see a child ghost, it's a demon.
Okay.
So there's just a bunch of demons running around on the fourth floor.
Wait, you're saying kids don't have spirits?
No, man. They're soulless.
Yeah. That's funny.
Get a soul until you're at least 16.
There's a picture that says you may not see ghosts at the Stanley Hotel, but they see you. And it's like very...
you can say that about my house right now.
It's just funny because it's like...
It's peeking its head through, staring at Kyle because it knows that Kyle believes in it the most.
Because Kyle never waved back.
It's what it is. It's still trying to get a wave.
It's like, don't leave me hanging.
It's just waving the whole time.
I just ran to the bathroom, then ran down the stairs. The fourth floor originally was an attic, just an open storage attic. And the on-site quarters for female employees, children, and nannies.
Okay. But none of them died.
Supposedly.
And now it's just rooms?
I guess.
Is there more?
It's just rooms now. It's not an attic anymore.
Did you say that the kid hearing is in the fourth?
It's on the fourth floor. That's where you hear kids running around. So, like, the thing is, like, if you believe in the, like, recorder ghost theory.
I was going to say, I'm like, is this the whole, like, it records the energy?
Like, the underground tunnels are quartz and limestone, which I think is one of the ones that are supposed to, store energy or whatever that causes those.
If the scientific explanation of ghosts.
If that is realistic and is a thing, it would make sense then that you would hear children running around up there. It's the same thing.
What's the range on energy recording?
I don't know. Those are the
apparently
four floors. Those are the ones that I feel are like the most likely to be a real kind of ghost. Yeah. But mostly that always comes back to like Civil War ghosts because of the whole walking on a floor that's under your floor thing where they're like halfway down because the floors used to be lower or whatever. Mm.
I just found this out while I was trying to look at more pictures. They have a pet cemetery.
Perfect.
Is that I got where some Pet stuff Cemetery came from, Stephen King?
I got some stuff about that one. But still on the fourth floor, room 428 is the most
so active. Close to being good.
That room has a cowboy that stands at the foot of your bed and looks at you.
Yeah.
Like a real cowboy?
His name is Rocky Mountain Jim.
Like with a hat?
Does he put spiders in your bed?
No. Rocky Mountain Jim Nugent. His nickname is Rocky Mountain Jim Nugent. He likes to appear.
Wait, his first name is Rocky Mountain?
His nickname is Rocky Mountain.
His friends call him that.
His friends call him Rocky Mountain. His name's Jim Nugent.
Tim Nugent or Ted Nugent? Yeah.
Ted, whatever.
Like Ted Nugent.
Yes. That guy makes candy. Insert white guy named Nugent.
Yeah. Just like that. but he's a cowboy, and he just appears at the foot of the bed and stares at you. Or if you're a lady, he'll kiss you.
On the mouth.
He gives ghost kisses.
Has anyone told him that's not cool anymore?
That's not cool anymore. Can't
just walk up and give ghost kisses?
High fives for the ladies, open mouth kisses for the men.
There we go, yeah.
If I was in a hotel
for a while.
Actually, if I was somewhere and a ghost popped up, high-fived me, and kissed my wife, I would be like, not even upset.
Yeah, no, I would.
That's the coolest thing that's ever happened. Because one, I know that she'll be more fucked up by the ghost than I will be. And I'm like, cool, ghosts are real. And she'll be like trembling in fear.
How much cooler would it be if a ghost popped up, high-fived your wife, and then kissed you?
Yeah, that would be, that's what I'm saying. And that would be better all around. We'd have proof ghosts are real. Kyle would have a new thing he's into.
They also,
I'd have another thing to add to my list of weird things that have happened.
I like kissing ghosts.
They've evolved over time. They've realized that certain things aren't cool. Like he tips his hat and goes, m'lady.
How much cooler would it be though if it's the three of us? We stay at a hotel. The ghost high fives me and Jared because we're standing in a, or me and Matt because we're standing in a line, and then kisses Jared. Because he hasn't been kissed in the longest amount of time.
Thanks.
The ghost is just like, I know you haven't had this.
Thank you, ghost.
You haven't had the good touch of a spirit.
Wait, so 217, if you want the ghost to keep you apart. 248 or
428.
248 if you want to get kissed
by a cowboy.
420.
So if you have a bad night in 217, go up to 428, get yourself kissed, and then come back down.
Yeah.
Or apparently just get married. Just get married overnight and then you'll be able to bang.
Yeah, then you can hang out in 217.
Yeah. So the hotel also has one of these famous history things that we all forget was a thing. Because, you know, refrigeration wasn't real until 1999.
It was definitely before that, but yeah, go on.
So they had an ice house where they would store really big blocks
of ice. Giant slabs of ice, yeah.
That is now the museum for the Stanley Steamers.
It's still, I can't Stanley get it.
Steamer
makes carpet cleaner. I can't get it out of my head now.
But there's supposedly two ghosts that hang out there. And if you take like a selfie or some pictures in there, a little kid named Billy might show up in your picture.
I took a bunch of pictures on my ghost tour and I didn't get no ghosts. I felt ripped off.
What's up with these kids haunting? Like, it's not like an Iceman. Like, I'm telling person that,
I bet
like,
you they had kids to flip switches.
I just like it because everything I researched was like, no kids died here. There are 50 kid ghosts.
Kid ghosts, yeah. Too many kid ghosts.
And then, yeah, there's a pet cemetery that is haunted by a dog named Cassie and a fluffy kitty cat.
It's a dog and a cat? Do you think they hang out together?
It's a golden retriever and a white fluffy kitty cat.
One, the most stereotypical of each of those animals.
I know, and the kitty cat doesn't have a name.
Well, yeah, why didn't they give the cat a name?
Because that cat's its own cat.
It was a mystery. It was a mystery like, burial.
Cat sucks.
You can't give that cat a name. It's his own being.
That is true. That is true.
Now,
did I send both of you the video that talked about how cats domesticated themselves or just to you?
Yeah. I seen that.
I didn't watch it, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, where they were just kind of like, it's why they haven't changed in appearance and they still look like wild cats. Because they just decided
they
to
tricked
like
people into keeping them.
They were just long con.
I wish a lion came up to me and was like, I live with you now. And I'm like, that's cool, man.
A lion could do that if it wanted to.
I mean, you can't really tell it no.
Dogs came up and were like,
what are you going to do?
Dogs were like, hey, I think you're really cool. And cats came up and said, I know you think I'm pretty cool.
I still don't understand. I still don't understand the evolution of like whatever big cat domestic. Well, I guess they're small cats.
No, because there was wild
cats. Small wild cats.
Yeah. No, they're really almost identical to what cats are like now.
But
yeah.
Genetically,
they're pretty much the same.
Yeah. I never understood the dog evolution from wolf because, one, that is way too fast of an evolution.
Well, it happened over a really long time.
It's selective breeding.
It's still less time than normal evolution takes.
Well, it's because
we were doing it. Yeah, it's the same way like corn changed because we decided how to reproduce.
You're telling me. If that our great cave granddaddies.
Why not me?
I don't know. Spain didn't have cavemen. That's what I'm saying.
They definitely did.
Shh. Anyway, wolves started hanging out with them, taking scraps, and they're like, I want you. to make love to that one.
I think it just kept being wolf-like dogs for a while until they were like, we want you guys to be smaller.
Well, yeah, I mean...
and not have a high enough chance to rip our throats out. Let's get you smaller.
It would first would have been like behavioral because they would, even if they didn't know what they were doing, if they just kept taking the dogs that were friendlier, they're like breeding for non-aggression.
Yeah.
You know what? You know
that's how that works.
You know how they say like human
it's
personality?
It's weird that we know that, but he does.
I mean, I worked in the dog
I don't
world.
Care. I don't like dogs.
I was going to say, that's what it cats. Is. It's because you like cats.
And cats are cooler because they really do.
Yeah, Kyle's like cats like and that. Arachnids.
Those are his two favorites.
Yeah. But
things that take care of themselves.
You know how they say like historically our mindset have always been the same?
Yeah. Yes, I agree with that.
It'd be really funny if it really was like all the way back then they were like, I want this dog to be brown, so I'm going to make it sleep with that dog.
That's brown. Yeah. Yeah. That's how it works.
I want to make all the dogs look like this one dog. So all the dogs are going to sleep with this dog. And then from there, all their children are going to sleep together.
That Kyle just figured out selective breeding.
I know how dog breeding works.
The breed Papillon with the big ears, they're named after...
Butterfly.
They're named after a specific dog that was owned by French royalty. Her dog was named Papillon.
Papillon?
And so that breed is named after her dog. Man. Because the ears reminded her of a butterfly.
You have to be rich to get a whole dog breed named after your dog.
Yeah.
Well, don't remember.
I met dogs with bodyguards.
What?
This is too much dog talk. Let's go back to dead animals.
You brought up animals.
I know. I understand what happened.
TLDR, someone was trying to put paint on their coat so they'd lose a dog show. That's why they had bodyguards.
That's funny.
Motherfucker.
It was a competitor.
It's a cutthroat.
It's dog eat dog world.
But as mentioned, Colorado.
Now, famous, ghost dogs, different.
Colorado, famous for underground tunnels. Denver Airport has the best secret underground tunnel. There's Illuminati meetings there.
I've been to Denver Airport now. It's beautiful. It's way too big.
Is there scary paintings? Did you look
at them? Dude, I forgot,
rushed through.
Yeah, I had to get to baggage claim, which there's... Okay, let me just take this up with
Denver. At least you saw Lucifer.
Was it connecting?
Let me take this up with Denver Airport. You need more like clear signs for where the fuck to go, because we got off of the plane and the only reason we knew where baggage check was we went, oh shit, they're on our flight, follow them. There was nothing saying, because we had to take a train from one terminal to another one, but there was nothing saying go to terminal A for your baggage.
Well, what was it? It was either it's the fourth or the second largest airport in the world.
Now it's the second. It was the largest. Dubai knocked it off.
Back to the secret underground tunnels here. They're mostly limestone and quartz. And here's one that Jared will appreciate. Employees say that when they're down there, they get the smell of baked goods and pastries. There's nothing down there to cook it, so they suggest that an old bakery chef, a ghost chef, if you will, is down there making smells.
Are you saying it's the muffin man?
I'm saying that you had a chef ghost, chef.
I did have a ghost chef.
And the Stanley Hotel has a ghost chef.
How do they make ghost smells?
I don't know.
How did my ghost chef fucking affect the spaghetti and cook spaghetti perfectly?
Without burning the house down.
Yeah. Saved the house and also made sure our spaghetti that tasted good.
Nice. Mothman loves kids.
Speaking of Kyle's love of cats, Mothman cats.
Mothman cats.
But not to be outdone by the fluffy white cat and the golden retriever, there's a
third animal?
Spookier cat that hangs out in the tunnels with glowing green eyes.
Is that just someone shining a light at a cat?
I was going to say, yeah, cats. I mean, or it's a devil cat.
It's a ghost cat. It's a cat that's a ghost.
Does it jump through walls?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I was like, how do we know that there's not just a cat that got lost down there and it's been eating mice?
It's a ghost cat.
Okay.
A cat down there eating mice and then it died and now it's a ghost cat.
Now it's a ghost cat.
It's not the same as a fluffy white cat outside, though.
Is the spooky green-eyed cat also nice?
You know what's funny about that? It could just not have glowing green eyes and just be a ghost cat that has regular cat eyes.
Cat eyes, yeah.
Because cat eyes glow green in the dark.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Which is why I'm saying, is it just a regular cat? But
it's a ghost cat.
Is the ghost cat nice?
Yeah, can I pet it?
Nothing in this hotel is mean.
That's true.
The meanest it is like, you are not married. You're not allowed to do it.
Or apparently somebody yells at you to leave when it's 11 o'clock.
It doesn't even yell. He kind of just lets you know that
he's lawful neutral.
He's just, Everybody, please exit the premises.
He doesn't make you.
But then if you're on a hotel, that's because the hotel had an 11 o'clock curfew. So it's after 11 o'clock. But if you're on a tour and you're like, hey, Paul, make my light flicker, he'll do that. So he's down with hanging out with you.
So at like 11:30 at night, he's cool. He's cool with it. He's cool doing things for you, but he wants you to know that you're out past curfew.
I wonder if, yeah, I wonder if the tours, he's like, I respect the tours specifically because that is part of the hotel mandated.
Yeah.
No, it's the tour guests that have said he's been telling them to get out.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was them or it was just people that were just wandering the hotel on their own.
There's also another room with like, what was the Dum Dum Lollipop room? They say the one ghost, the one.
What?
Wait, actually, I think it was 217. Wait, 217? Is that the ghost, that the room with the worker in it? Yeah.
Yeah.
They said she loved Dum Dum Lollipops. And because those are old as
I was saying, when
hell,
were Dum Dum Lollipops?
They're so old.
They're older than I would think.
I know this isn't a Dum Dum, but they would like put it in their hand and like it'll go like, woo.
I forgot people can actually
that
see
would
you
be
doing
enough
that.
For I me to stop. Believe in ghosts.
It's like lollipop divining rod.
This is going to be weird that amazing. This is a video now because I got to like, I was like, man, you're wasting. Nobody's, and I'm like, oh no, they can't see that.
Yeah.
But then I got to be like, I got to be more, less weird when I breathe away from the microphone.
I've been drinking water, man.
You are behind the camera.
He's
we
on camera.
Are on the camera.
I'm on camera.
I forgot you are, but no, like when you're like,
oh yeah, no, I don't do that. Cause I don't breathe like you breathe.
Just get Kyle a snorkel.
I need a mask for while
so we can breathe away from the mic.
I
want to
be the masked big, podcaster.
A really big freaking straw. I it's need a twisty straw.
I need a mask to hide my anonymity.
And it says air.
It's breathing in cursive.
Wow. But you know how at the beginning we said that the Stanley has remodeled itself to look more like the Overlook Hotel in The
you
Shining?
You did mention that, yeah.
In 2015, they added a Hedgemaid's.
Oh, yeah. They specifically, because of the Shining hype, they added a hedge maze you can see from that side of the building.
So
rooms.
That was just, was that at the hotel?
That was
they
at a different hotel. There's two hotels
so
that the Stanley is.
It's in the book, too.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I'm like, is it
a
the
hedge
book?
Maze in the book? Or it's there? I think they're like topiaries. They're like hedge maze monsters.
Oh, I don't know.
Because okay. That's how the miniseries ends.
I never actually read the book, so I don't know. I don't know.
I just know that the Overlook is based off more than one hotel, but because he got the idea of the Stanley, it's the main one. So I don't know if there was another hotel that did have a cool hedge
maze. Yeah, I was just wondering if in the movie, if it was in the book or if it was in the movie.
Doesn't Rose Red have like a big maze? I want to watch that movie again, but I don't want to take the time to watch that movie.
I know. It's an investment.
It's a day. Just like, what was the one with the ghost in the winter where the demon shows up and starts murdering people that is also like 12 hours long?
I don't remember.
It's not The Perfect Storm. I always want to say it's that, but that's that movie about people on a boat.
Yeah. A Storm of the Century. That's a good movie.
It is, but I don't want to ever invest the time into watching it again.
That is the hard part.
Now, there are no ghosts reported to be in the hedge maze.
I thought you were just going to say there are no ghosts.
Well... people do report getting panicky and complain of having trouble breathing.
Yeah, because they're fucking
there.
Lost and claustrophobic.
It's called anxiety.
Yeah, it's called being in a maze that reminds you of a maze from a movie about ghosts.
Yeah.
I know I have a ghost thing for the lodge.
That's like someone complaining about feeling panicked when you're on like a mock Titanic tour
while
and you're
getting
close to a fake iceberg.
Yeah,
while right. He tries to find his the next ghost thing, I'll give you my last little fun fact.
Dude. Okay.
It is actually a fireable offense for the staff to try and hoax people.
Really?
Yeah. You can get that's fired good. For trying to pretend to be a ghost.
I mean.
So that's why you know the ghost is real.
100% real.
If you find 100%. Out one of our employees are tickling you with a feather.
They're so fired.
Fucking fired.
If one
fired.
Of our employees breaks fired. Into your hotel room in the middle of the night and starts licking your toes.
Yeah.
Fired.
If one
fired.
Of our guests come in and kisses your wife on the mouth
wearing a cowboy hat.
Fired.
Only one of these things has actually happened.
Unless...
Me and Jared talked about it. Well, I guess they all could have, but...
Wait, the guy who was sucking toes?
Yeah, sucking toes.
That totally happened.
I thought that was me and Matt talked. I thought that was on one of the ones where you were out.
That was that was on Rum Runners.
No, I thought that was one of the times that you were sick.
No, that was us.
It was us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I remembered it because I loved it. Loved every part of that. How he then was like, no, I'm just checking stuff. And they're like, get the fuck out. Also, it was like the hotel thing. Manager.
Yeah.
People are weird. Yeah.
But yeah, I would fire an employee for sucking on, well, wasn't it?
Sucking on someone's toes. I mean, to be fair, I promote them. In Psycho, that was the hotel manager.
True. Very, very
he
true.
He didn't suck anybody's toes.
No, but he's being a fucking weirdo. Them to death
and spied on them.
Wasn't he doing? Yeah, spying on. That's what I was saying. I mean, that's what I meant.
I mean, you have to spy on someone before you suck their toes.
Do you?
You got to make sure they're asleep.
Oh, fair.
Because yeah. They might wake up or kick you in the face. That's or fair. Not let you in.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that can happen.
And this lets you know that when you go to a hotel, put a chair in front of the door.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Have you not seen all of these fucking pictures of people like moving mirrors and seeing that there's a hole in the wall leading to like a tunnel system that goes between all of the rooms?
Crazy.
No.
Yeah, it's like people are finding a lot of like now, hidden tunnels. Here's
the thing
though.
Is that like a legit thing or is that like the apartment complex? It's a real, I think there is a real one, but the apartment complex that the Candyman has in mm-hmm. the first movie, the Greeny or something, whatever, Greenies.
Oh, like the story it was based on too, where they yeah. were coming in through the window hole or the mirror hole?
Yeah, they had like, it was, the hotel was just cheap. And so instead of building anything in between the walls, there's just a gap and there's like the mirrors are just covering a hole that's there.
Yeah. It was like one hole with like two medicine cabinets.
The ones that I've seen, some of them could be that. Okay. Some of them though, when they moved the mirror, they were like, there's a door.
Oh, well, I was watching there's YouTuber.
Like a tiny door, like one that you'd have to like crawl through.
Oh, that's creepy.
But yeah, it's a tiny door.
I just saw a YouTuber was remodeling her bathroom. And when she got to the sink, there was like a crack in the roughly the shape of a door, mm-hmm. kind of like on the sides.
Yeah.
But the sink and medicine cabinet, there was a whole nother walk-in room attached to the bathroom. And they just walled it up and put the fucking stuff there.
That's how you get ghosts. That's a ghost room.
I will say
that room somebody was murdered in or something horrible yeah. happened.
I stumbled across on TikTok. I'm now in like secret room TikTok.
Okay, cool. I love secret. I love secret rooms.
So,
oh, I never finished the one. I think we watched it together where they found like a secret safe and there was like 47 videos of them yes. trying to open it, but I never got to the opening it.
No, neither did I. But this one was a woman in England. They were like, you know how like the new thing is like understep storage, like coming up like creative yeah. kitschy ways.
Harry Potter rooms.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, doing stuff like that. So they were like, okay, well, we want to build like a custom it like shelving unit underneath our steps. So they ripped down the wall. And when they ripped down the wall, they were like, there's a staircase.
Down?
Leading down.
Is that a basement they didn't know about?
And
secret basements, that's murder rooms. There's
nothing listed on the plans that there was something. So they finally opened it and then they realized that there was a walled off door that they built like a bathroom downstairs, and in the wall of the shower that used to be a closet that had a door leading to these stairs, and then there was another door that was like locked but like broken at the bottom. So then they slipped down there and they realized that there was one, an exit to the street that they didn't know about, and two, it's a humongous space as big as their entire freaking apartment. And then they were finding even more, like they're ripping into things and they're finding more hidden rooms. Apparently,
there's a whole house under their house.
They started asking the neighbors about it. And they did say, they were like, there technically was an illegal growing room that got raided. They were like, incredible. So that might be what you guys stumbled upon.
They may find secret bud.
It got raided and it got cleared out.
Not to get too far.
It could be hidden
off very the true. Track. I saw a guy, again, I forget what country it was in or where it was in the world.
Albania.
But the guy found a cistern under his house. It's okay, like yeah. literally like you open it up. They dug this to accumulate water to yeah. be, because it comes through the rocks. It's filtered.
Mm-hmm. Again, that's how you get more ghosts.
Well, you want to know what he did? He went down in there and he like let it filled up with rainwater and stuff. And he keeps like, he's got a sturgeon under his house in the cistern. Like another big fish.
That's
and they're like his pets.
That's how you get sea monsters in your house.
And
get a Kraken tentacle comes up. He
actually has to like crawl through this like smaller opening. That's like the, mm-hmm. the cover to the cistern. And then yeah. once he's down there, he has all these cinder blocks in the water so he can walk through the length of it. Like, and it's like sticking just above the water.
Yeah.
Like little steps.
That's cool, but also creepy.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to find something like that, but at the same point, I never hope I find something like that.
He's going to go down there one time and like a tentacle's going to grab him.
Yeah. Like, I don't believe in most stuff, but at the same point, I fear being proved wrong.
Yeah.
Unlikely. That's what it is. This is unlikely a question for Jared, even though for some reason he's like, I hate horror movies and I've never watched any. But then he's like, I seen that one. Is there like a ghost movie that Kristen Stewart's in where like they're in a haunted farmhouse and then they break down a wall and like a doctor was murdering children in the secret room?
One. I mean, that sounds like a horror movie.
It sounds like one, but I don't.
A ghost movie?
I don't know.
Kristen Definitely. Stewart specifically?
I could be wrong about her. I just keep picturing her on the cover of the movie.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
He would like describing a movie cover would work best for Matt because it's like her on the cover and then like a yellow farmhouse background type thing. If you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
or if I'm completely wrong and she's not in the ghost movie, I'm
leave a five-star comment and put the answer to this to this question in.
Yeah, don't email darkromancestories@gmail.com.
I typed in Kristen Stewart ghost movie and the only thing that came up was personal shopper.
That's not it.
It says works as a personal shopper for a celebrity and tries to communicate with her deceased ..
100% not it.
Yeah,
I'll look it up after the show and we'll figure it out.
So what's the next ghost thing about this? Because so far this isn't creeping me out and I also don't fully believe it.
Yeah.
I told you it's not scary.
There's a lot of it's like individual ghosts. Stories of just like spooky feelings, luggage moving. The Lodge, which is a building that has like a restaurant and some other, like it's another place to stay that's not the Stanley. It's literally built, it's designed as a manor miniature version of the Stanley.
That's unnecessary.
It's got
creepy.
Like it's got like the porch that has like the little pillars that just like support the railing and the roof instead of having the big architectural ones.
Yeah.
And it's shaped the same shape.
That's weird. That's a weird Inception thing I would feel uncomfortable eating there because it'd be like, why'd you do this?
I went into this because I always thought that Stephen King met ghosts here and that's what he wrote the book The Shining about. But it was just a nightmare.
It was all a dream.
All the ghosts are friendly here. There are ghosts people have reported having their luggage put away for them.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is the best kind of ghost.
We need to stay here just because I hate doing dumb shit. You're like that.
I'm going to purposefully leave my luggage open and full.
And I'll apparently put like dum-dums in places. And
there's the lodge. It's just like a mini U building.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Yeah, no, there's a lot of things that you guys are saying
These
that
are
make
Casper
me go,
ghosts.
It's probably bullshit. But if it's not bullshit,
how dare you?
I honestly don't even care. It's just like, all right, cool.
These are all happy ghosts. The only reason they are there is because they died and came back.
A ghost might kiss me. A ghost might take my lollipop. Like, none of these things are really that bad.
It's not stealing your lollipop. You offer it.
Get the cowboy room, and as you're going to bed, be like, I hope no one kisses me tonight.
Wear like a wig and like,
my oh my, it'd be so terrible if a man came and kissed me right now.
I'm so defenseless.
This cowboy's like, wig up, boy. I'm kissing today.
Ma'am, it's kissing time.
It's kissing time.
I really want to know how that goes down. Or is she just like standing there and a ghost peers? He's like, ha ha.
You hear spurs first and that gets you looking around. And then you look to the left. And when you look back to the right, he's right there. And just
I want to find the list of guests, like guest registry one time. That's like Jed, our local cowboy pervert.
Yeah. Or does he appear and give you warning?
Like, is it a surprise? Like, he just appears, ha ha, gotcha. Or like,
imagine. Is it romantic?
He appears, he's like, you the finest looking filly I've ever seen.
Put his hand on your face.
And he puts his hand around them, and they're just like, I don't even fucking know what to do. This is a sexy cow. And he kisses them, and then he disappears, and they're like, I wish he would come back.
Like, is it a good looking cowboy?
Finish what you started.
You're like, I thought we were going to do pottery next. You're
like, I thought I just fell in love for a moment.
Yeah. Does it specify, like, is it a full, like, manifestation where you can like see like the features of
you
the cowboy
standing at the
chiseled.
Edge of the bed?
What if it's just someone dressed up like a cowboy who kisses people?
That's what I thought. They'll fire an employee, but are they gonna kick out a stranger that's hiding in the walls
who lives in the walls because apparently he does it regularly?
He just wants a smooch.
He comes out of the wall, kisses the lady, goes, I'm Jim.
That's a weird it's a weird sequel to the movie The Boy.
I did not like that movie.
They made a sequel. They made a sequel. Did you know that?
Dumb.
So it's the third movie.
Yeah, it's a threequel.
It's a threequel.
It's a throuple.
Well, with the cowboys smooching. Yeah.
You can't make the prequel before the first two. That's not how those work. You got to make like two, three, four movies And then you're like, now I'm going to make a few start before this happened.
What are you talking about? Star Wars made three and then made prequels.
Yeah, something else is... No, that's how you have to do it. You can't start the story at the beginning. Okay. You gotta start in the middle,
and then you go to start a story at the beginning. Then
Once upon a time,
go to the beginning.
What'd you say, boy?
I mean, again,
there's another movie series that's coming out with prequels now. I don't remember what it is.
All of them.
Yeah. Yes, all of them.
No, but like it's a recent movie, and
are we gonna watch the Steamboat Willie horror movie?
No, I'm not.
Yes, we are.
We're gonna watch the Grinch one too.
Oh my fucking god!
For this.
But first, we're going to watch Dead and Breakfast. We'll give you a couple of good ones.
Like that made me go, I hate horror films.
We'll give you a couple of good ones. We'll do Dead and Breakfast and something else that we like.
We watched Blood and Honey, right?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. I watched Blood and Honey.
that's on your own free time. You did
that. He controls bees at one point. It's such a strong move. Why doesn't he do it more?
It's kind of, why didn't Santa use the flamethrower the whole time?
Yeah, fair.
Because you'd get caught faster. Buildings burning down is a really big red flag.
He should have used it more.
People didn't know he was murdering people for the first hour and a half of that movie.
He should have said, you better watch out. You better not cry.
Should have leaned more into the Santa thing.
Santa Claus is here and he's a flamethrower guy.
Should have been traveling.
Santa Claus is burning in a sleigh down.
I was going to say the town.
There we go. Both of those work.
You guys ever seen the Goldberg Christmas?
Yeah, I actually just watched it this season.
I haven't.
Really? It's called Santa's Sleigh, and TLDR for everyone. Santa in this is a fallen angel, a demon. And the only reason he gives presents is because he lost a bet with an angel for 1,000 years. Only 1,000 years.
Only 1,000.
He had to be good on his killing night, which was Christmas.
And does it take place on the last one?
Yep.
Yep. It's been exactly 1,000 years.
And it's Goldberg, and he spears somebody at a deli.
That's
through a meat window.
That's kind of great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And that's what we'll end this episode on. Goldberg spearing someone through a meat window.
But if you ever stayed at the Stanley Hotel or know someone who did, hit us up. Where, Kyle? Did you forget? It's darkroom.
It's darkroomstories@gmail.com.
I forgot it the first time I tried to say it today.
Send in any stories or suggestions to that email. You can also go to the website. What's that, guys?
Darkrooms.
Rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com.
There you go. I missed it.
Yeah, there's actually a submission form. Kyle's right on fired. There.
We need to send him these things randomly and unsolicited.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can listen to this wherever you get your podcasts or, of course, on the website. Go, just click on Dark Rum. It'll take you right there. Or you can submit your stories right there, also on the website. Or you can follow us on Instagram and that site that was formerly known as Twitter that should still be known as Twitter.
X, formerly known as Twitter.
There you go.
Twitter. And, I think that's its name now.
At Dark Rum Podcast.
That's what everyone in media calls it.
It's X, formerly known as Twitter.
It's just Twitter. Yeah. Like, the way to burn $1 million in brand recognition.
It was more than that. I heard Elon Musk refer to it in initial form.
Was it half a billion dollars?
Did you just hear? Yes, something like that. Allegedly, he was so messed up at the speaking thing, and they were like, we think he's got a problem. Like, oh, you think now?
I heard him like refer to it as XFT, and I was like, that's X formerly known as Twitter.
Known as Twitter.
Oh, what a ding.
It should be, like, he knows what it is now.
He should lean into it hard and be like, XFKT.
Good.
Totally can. But yeah, once again, on all of those, it's Dark Rum Podcast. And of course, we do have our new game that we are developing, Void Madness. It's
a
sci-fi horror TTRPG. Going to be coming out soon. If you like scary shit, which if you're listening to this, I'm assuming you do,
or you're lost,
make sure to follow that voidmadness.com. Go there, you can sign up for the newsletter and stay up to date on all of the terror.
Do it. Sign Discord. Up for the newsletter, because in space no one can hear you scream.
Discord invites will be showing up on episodes at some point soon. We're working on that now.
If you'd like to play test it, you can also sign up right there,
or you could play with us on the Discord.
You can play with us forever and ever and ever.
Why are you quoting The Shining?
I wonder.
I wonder. Nice harmonization, though.
That was good.
Ghost Cats!